Joining us today to talk about The Gift, the words and music of Ian Tyson, a tribute to the late, great Ian Tyson, is Tracy Miller, a great Canadian country artist who's had several hit songs of her own. Tracy is also a part of this amazing tribute to Ian Tyson that's going to be at the Trans-Canada Theatre in Olds, Wednesday, April 17th at 7:30 p.m. Tracy was kind enough to join us and talk a little bit about this tribute show that's coming to Olds, and I asked her, how did the whole show get started?
Well, originally, probably about 15 years ago, Peter North, who is the producer of the show, decided it would be great to put a show together, basically in celebration and appreciation of Ian Tyson's music, while he was actually still around to appreciate, you know, somebody just showcasing his music, right? Like, so often tributes are done after people have passed away. And so it was originally came to be just as a one-off show that they held in Calgary, I believe at the Jack Singer Hall. And they had a bunch of special guests on that show, including like Cora Blend and Russell DeCarle. And it was quite an extravaganza. And it went over so well, people just said, you know, why don't you make this a real thing that happens more than just once? And so that's how it actually became to be. It just, you know, it evolved from that one show. And then what happened was all the original, or some of the original band members of Ian's band from over 5 decades of him performing have come together to create the main band for this show. And so that's what really sets this show apart from, you know, perhaps another tribute show. It's not, I don't know how to word it, but it's not a traditional tribute act. It's all of original members of Ian's band that have come together that are playing music that they played with Ian for years and years. And then there's some special guests on the show, which I'm one of them. So,
yeah. So tell me how you got involved in that, Tracy, originally. How did you begin with all of this?
Do you know what? I got a phone call from Peter North. Peter North had started following my music career very early in my music career. And he used to be an entertainment writer for the Edmonton Journal. And he did some reviews on my work and just really appreciated me as an artist and my music. And he reached out to me to ask me if I wanted to be a part of this show. And of course, I was just thrilled at the opportunity because I'm such a huge fan of Ian Tyson and his music that I jumped at the opportunity. And that was, I think this was my 15th year of doing the show. So
that's incredible. Good for you, buddy. That's amazing. Tell me a little bit about what's all involved in the show. Is it just a straight-ahead concert of all of the music? Are there stories about Ian that are involved? Tell me what all goes on during the show.
Well, I think that's what is so spectacular about this show is because the members, the core members of the band are all original members of Ian's band at some point or another in his career. They all come with decades of stories. And so it's not just telling the story maybe behind the song, but maybe something that happened when they performed it somewhere. And, you know, no two shows are the same because somebody will bring up, oh, do you remember that one time when we were here or there with Ian and this happened? And so there's a lot of real, you know, comical moments and just in the moment things that happened because all of them have history with Ian Tyson. So there's definitely storytelling that goes behind, you know, maybe perhaps how the song came to be, because there are some people in the band who have co-written some of those songs with Ian as well. So there's just a lot of history that's shared in the show itself besides an incredible, you know, show of music. There's, you know, the storytelling behind it for sure.
That's amazing. I was just curious myself. Do you know if Ian ever attended one of these shows?
I believe that he was actually at the very first one that was held in Calgary, and we were actually doing one in Calgary a couple years ago that he had planned to come to, and unfortunately, that was right when he took ill, and so we were really sad that he couldn't attend it, but I know for certain he's seen at least one of them, you bet.
That's so cool. I was sort of curious about how you guys handle the lead vocals on each of the songs. You're a part of this. John Ward Hannum is going to be a part of this show as well, who's another amazing singer. So how does it all work with who sings each song?
Well, the show was produced with Peter North and Stuart McDougall. So Stuart McDougall is our band leader and he plays the piano. And so he does a lot of the storytelling and Stuart does a lot of the singing through the show. But every person in the band who sings is showcased in some of the songs. And so they all have the opportunity to sing. And then the special guests, like it basically the show has been assigned that I have my certain songs that I do in the show, and John has his songs that he does, and Ian Oscar has songs that he's featured on. And then we actually come together as an ensemble at the end of the show and all sing together for some group songs, which is, it's really special. And I don't want to give it all away.
Very cool. I am so excited about this, Tracy. It is happening next Wednesday. That is April the 17th, 7:30 at the TransCanada Theatre. Tickets are available now. They can go online to eventbrite.com, and you can also go to Frayed Knot Western Consignment and Olds to get your tickets. It's called The Gift, The Words and Music of Ian Tyson, an incredible tribute, but so much more than a tribute to the late, great Ian Tyson. Tracy, thank you so much for your time, and we're looking forward to seeing you on Wednesday night.
Oh, thanks so much for the call. And yeah, we're really excited to be in Olds. It's big cowboy country out there. So I know you guys will all love the show.